This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
So I just told you the Dow broke another record yesterday. This is the longest record-breaking streak since 1998, 6 days so far. The Dow is also on an 8-day winning streak right now, the longest stretch since 2011. And while all that sounds great, one man is not happy, and that would be Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so everyone's focusing on how great the Dow is doing right now. You are focusing on the anniversary of the market bottom.
Right, and what we learned from this, because that's my nature.
You are very pessimistic today, Alan.
No, I'm just a student of history, and I've seen people stampede up. I've seen people stampede down.
Yep.
What I try to do is to be half a cycle out of phase.
Well, so what do you learn from looking back to the market bottom?
Well, one of the things I learned is that nothing is forever, because just over 4 years ago, the mood was suicidal. Warren Buffett had published an op-ed in the New York Times a little earlier saying, buy stocks, the market was crashing, people were making fun of him. I sucked up my gut and did something I almost never do, and right in December of 08, I said, well, if you've got a 5 or 7 year time horizon, it's hard to see how you can go wrong by buying the broad market. The market keeps falling. So that's one of the things you learn by looking back at a time of euphoria and seeing the bottom.
So what is it that we can't seem to believe about the market rise? I mean, it has gone up significantly over the last several years.
Well, what happened, the market is in fact more than doubled from its bottom,
yeah,
which was in on March 9th,
March
9th of 09. You know, people were scared, and who wouldn't be scared in this economy? One of the reasons things are different now is if you take somebody like me who's sort of old and I really should be investing for income, but there's nothing I can buy for income. I'm not buying any bonds, so I'm buying stocks for their dividends, which is something it never occurred to me I do, but I'm doing it, and I suspect millions of my fellow boomers are doing it as well. And that's one of the things that drives up the market. But, you know, when the economy is sort of fraught and shaky and stocks are going up, well, it's natural to be suspicious.
Alan Sloan, senior editor at large at Fortune Magazine. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.